Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living.
Hey there, thanks for joining me for another episode, little conversation about how to live fully, how to wake up and experience life, how to not miss the moment that you're in. You know, I spend much of my day talking about this stuff, and I forget that many of us are just, you know, spinning our wheels, commuting, doing, thinking, problem solving all day long. And so it's helpful for me to be out in the public talking to people about what is bringing them down, what is holding them back, what are the obstacles. And it's amazing to hear how similar we all are. So this week, I thought I would kind of shoot from the hip and speak directly about what it means to wake up. What does it mean to wake up? It's often these terms, this term is used very casually in a lot of spiritual circles. But what the heck does it mean to be awoke? And aren't we always awake during the day and asleep at night? Well, yes and no. So to wake up really means to just be here, noticing what's happening right here, right now, not tainted by the busy mind, not pulled away by worry, doubt, self-consciousness, judgment, fear, but to be right in the center of the moment, on your feet, in your game. Well, let's break that down because it can sound pretty vague, I'm sure, to a lot of you, as it did for me for many, many years. You know, we're either awake or asleep during our day, and it happens naturally. We kind of fall asleep and we wake up, and many times we don't have to try to do it. It just happens. So think about it for a moment. You know, when you lay down in bed at night and you close your eyes, you know, you kind of drift off, right? Very naturally. And when we awake in the morning, it's not something we try to do. We just do it. We open our eyes and we're here in bed, ready for the next day. Well, that's what's happening all day long. We're actually doing that all day long, these transitions from daydreaming to being awake, from being awake to falling back asleep. It happens all the time. We don't have to try, but becoming conscious of it, where we are in any given moment, can really help us to grab hold of the knobs and levers of our mind and to start to direct our energy. So we're going to talk about these five levels of awareness that I write about in On the Verge in the chapter called Be Aware. So if you have the book, you might want to refer back to it. These five levels of awareness, you know, it's not a linear thing and it's not something we can try to get to, but it is something that we all kind of move in and out of throughout the day. And the more conscious we are of where we are at any given moment, the more we become adept at being in the state that's going to best serve us, which for all of us is to just be present most of the time. So let's break this down. There's five levels of awareness. The first one is being caught in your busy mind. I talk about it a lot. Being caught in your busy mind, I like to think of it as just not being aware when you're not aware. Not being aware of being asleep at the wheel, right? Not being aware when you're driving, when you're eating. Not being aware of what you're saying, of what you're watching, of the news feed, of what you're allowing into your being on a day-to-day basis. Most of us walk around most of the time not aware that we're not aware. All of a sudden, you know, you don't realize it, but, you know, the bag of potato chips is gone. You know, you're back in the refrigerator. You're on Facebook. You're drifting away, thinking about what happened 10 years ago, right? So most of our daily life is spent in this dream state, just being asleep at the wheel. But the good news is that we do wake up. Even if you've never, you know, heard of the term, you do wake up out of that unconscious state. And it's like, whoa, where am I, right? You're driving from work to home and, you know, all of a sudden you realize, whoa, like, where am I? I was just sort of nodding off somewhere thinking about what happened at work today. And we just naturally wake up to where we are. And it happens all day long. So I'd like you to just start to notice those. Notice the times when you wake up from being distracted. Wake up from being in that sort of passive, muted state of being where you're not fully on and you're not fully off. You're just kind of in between going through the motions. So this busy mind, this state of not being aware that we're not aware is kind of, you know, comes, you think about that saying that ignorance is bliss, right? We just don't realize it. And oftentimes, I got to be honest with you, you know, if someone's acting like a jerk or somebody's being a, you know, stupid on the road, you know, I'll say out loud, not aware that you're not aware, right? That's all. Because I know I'm there too. So the next level would be to just wake up, to wake up and and realize, I wasn't aware of what I was just doing. I wasn't aware I was driving down this road back home. I wasn't aware that I was eating so quickly. You know, I wasn't aware that I was going on in this conversation without pausing to let somebody else speak. We wake up all the time. We catch ourselves surfing the web. We catch ourselves judging others. We kind of just wake up to what we're doing. And in that waking up, we become aware that we weren't aware. Aware that I'm not aware. That is how we wake up. So when we wake up in the morning from being asleep, we wake up to being unconscious, to being in that dream state. It's the same exact thing. So that's the second stage. What do we do with this? What do we do when we wake up? Well, most of the time, because our minds are untrained, we just fall back asleep. We may wake up for a moment to notice the sunset. We may wake up for a moment to pay attention in the meeting. But sooner than later, we're kind of drifting back off into that passive state of being, that sort of here, sort of not, kind of distracted, kind of paying attention, right? So those first two levels, the busy mind and the waking up, is really where most of us are spending most of our time. That's okay. But you know what? As I often say, there's a better way to live. There's a better, more efficient, more productive way to go through life. And that is coming on to level three. Level three is remembering to pause when you wake up. To remember to pause and recognize that you can shift your state, that you can stay in the game. So what does that mean? You can wake up and choose to be aware, to pay attention on purpose. So this third level, and again, not linear, just kind of drifting in and out of these different states of being, but this third level is really where we can practice mindfulness. Mindfulness, in some schools of thought, is the capacity to pay attention on purpose. So we wake up from being asleep at the wheel, being on Facebook, and we can pull ourselves back. We can pause and pull ourselves back and bring our full attention to what's happening, to the spreadsheet, to the meeting, to the conversation. So that third level is about just taking that powerful pause and making a deliberate choice to stay in the moment that you're living in. Otherwise, we're just going to keep spinning our wheels and keep missing moments that are really important because, you know, let's just face it, every moment is important because we have a limited number of these suckers and we don't want to miss anything because we're just passively coasting through life. So now we get to the fun stuff. Now we get to level 4 and 5. Level 4 becomes when you can start to glimpse what it feels like to be awake and aware. So this is when the mindfulness practice really starts to step it up. It's when you start to have these sustained glimpses. Ah, I'm aware that I'm listening right now. I'm aware that I'm eating. I'm aware that I'm walking. I'm aware of the sunset. I'm aware of the frustrated conversation I'm having with my coworker. I'm aware of the disappointment that my child that she's feeling right now. So this is a very powerful shift. When we can start to become aware that we're aware, we start to see life from a whole different perspective, not through the lens of the busy mind, not through the lens of thinking, judging, worrying, anticipating, but through the lens of presence, right? Through that clear, crystal clear lens of what's happening right here and now. So if this seems like a lot, if it seems cumbersome, just allow what I'm saying to kind of flush through you. Don't worry about having to understand it from the level of your thinking mind. I'm going to review it before I end, so just hang on there one moment. So can we start to be aware of driving? Can we be aware of everything that we're doing? Pausing to pay attention on purpose, moment to moment, with whatever's arising, good, bad, neutral. This is how we start to strengthen the mental muscle and our capacity to show up fully for life. Now, this last level, which isn't really the last level, because I think there's just so much more that we can't even fathom about the capacity of our consciousness. But the fifth level that I've experienced and that I'm able to speak on is this sustained awareness, this sense of being open and available, this sense of being lit up from within and completely online with all your senses, so that you are tapping into your intelligence from body and from mind. You're tapping into the source of intelligence that I speak about very often in these shows, and also I write about very often, both in my book and in blogs and articles and such. It's this sense of being on the verge of whoosh, magnificence, brilliance, being tapped in, being fully connected, without the muted sense, the disconnected sense of thinking, worrying, judging, doubting, fearing. So this level, what I call living on the verge, living right here in this moment, is where we shine. We shine in all capacities on all fronts, in relationship. We shine in creativity and our ability to contribute, connect, and our ability to just be at ease in the moment, to experience fully what's happening right here, right now. You can call it flow, in the zone, fully present, fully awakened, even for a few moments at a time. We sense it very often on vacation in the mountains, at the beach, in the pool, in the game, in the operating room, you know, wherever you are that you, when you are accustomed to and skilled at being fully present. But we want to carry that into our waking day. So there are stages that we move through throughout the day. Sometimes we're just not aware that we're not aware. It happens to the best of us. We're just in our busy mind. We're daydreaming. We're constant, you know, we're totally in focused on the next drama at the office. We're just engulfed in news and can't get ourselves out of our own way, right? Being in the busy mind, not aware that we're not aware, not aware that we're not paying attention, not aware that we're not present. But then something happens. Every once in a while, naturally, we lift our chin. We look around. We realize, wow, where have I been? Why was I on Instagram when I'm supposed to be here? Right? We just wake up. And so we don't want to beat ourselves up for being asleep because we come in and out of these states of consciousness all day long. But when we start to notice the waking up, we start to notice, wow, I've just been, you know, sucked 15 minutes out of my life because I was stuck looking at someone's Twitter feed. You know, when we start to notice those habitual patterns, we can then start to notice the signs, right? We start to be able to pause when that happens and redirect our mind, redirect it back to what you were doing, redirect it back to the moment. If you're in practice, say in a meditation practice, you would redirect yourself back to your breath. Mindfulness practice, cultivating this capacity to sustain this present moment awareness. So that moves us in from the pause, from the redirection, to just having these pregnant pauses, these glimpses of being awake, the glimpses of the, you know, the sun on the water, and sitting and holding in the sustained attention, the beauty around you, the intensity around you, the challenge that you're in, or the sharing of humanity, that creative energy, right? So we kind of hang in some of these prolonged moments of wakefulness. That's level four. And then fifth is to be able to sustain it. To sustain it during your run, to sustain it during your song that you're singing, to sustain it when you're listening to someone speak to you, or when you're creating something beautiful, when you're cooking or folding the laundry. You're sustaining this moment and sensing fully what's happening within you, around you, beyond. Whew. So we all have this capacity. I have absolutely no doubt that you can play within these different realms of awareness, because you're doing it already. I'm just shining a light on these five facets of this multifaceted diamond called our lives, called our consciousness. So, a lot to chew on here today. What I'd like to leave you with is just a short practice. Really simple, really short. So if you would, please just put down what you're doing. If you're driving, just keep your eyes on the road. Otherwise, just place your feet to the floor and your hands on your knees and close your eyes for a moment. And just notice the feeling of being seated in your body in this moment, feet on the ground, hands on your legs. Notice the pulsing of your heart. Where do you feel your pulse? Notice your breath. What does it feel like to be breathing in this moment? Notice the quality of your inhale. Notice your exhale. Turning on our full awareness here by just bringing our attention to what we're doing. Noticing breath, moment to moment. When we practice mindfulness in a formal practice, like a seated meditation or a body scan or a movement practice, we begin to strengthen our capacity to know where we are in the moment. To recognize when we're aware, to recognize when we're not. To be able to pause and hold ourselves in the moment by focusing your attention on what's happening right now. By simply noticing where we are, by stopping and pausing and bringing ourselves back to the sensations of this moment, we start to cultivate this capacity to live in high definition, where we're plugged in and tapped in to the brilliance of what's happening right here, right now. And that, my folks, my friends, is exactly where we shine. Thank you for joining me. I'll go out there and be aware of everything and don't miss your life stuck in your busy mind. Be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.